So did you get any sense during the pre-draft process that the Eagles were on to you, if there were going to be a spot that possibly you could end up at?
Honestly, it was something I wanted for myself. I mean, I know they're going to do what they have to do in terms of evaluating everybody. But when I got here, I kind of evaluated the way they did things. And I knew if I ended up in an organization, I wanted to resemble the way they do things.
Now, what is it exactly about the situation that excited you? Is it the offense? Was it?
Well, it always starts with the people. I mean, we have truly special people here, and coaching staff and the players that they bring into this organization. And then, you know, even the guys that work, you know, beneath the coaches, they're all really good people. And I felt like that's where I wanted to be.
They talk about how you can play inside or outside. Is there a current wide receiver in the NFL who your style is similar to?
You know, all these guys, you know, try to find a way to have an advantage, you know, in terms of coverage. May put a guy that's normally outside inside. I mean, Antonio Brown plays inside. Larry Fitzgerald plays inside. A lot of those guys do that, and, you know, coach does a great job of that because he understands defenses and rotation. So as a player, why not be in a situation where your coach is going to give you a competitive advantage?
In the private workout down in Tampa, in the visit up here, what stood out to you about this team, about this coaching staff?
Felt like they're really genuine people. You know, starts with the head coach. And Coach Bickle, the receiver coach, you know, all those guys are truly special people and really genuine with the conversation, how we went about meetings, you know, just every day felt good. And when Coach Bickle came down to work me out first, you know, we just got better. You know, it wasn't about me trying to show that I have all the answers. It was about him, you know, trying to put me through some movements and me growing.
She mentioned the questions.
Most wide receivers will say they care about the quarterback they're going to. Why do you care so much about the coaching staff?
Because of the way they're going to develop me, I know they're going to do the same for the rest of the guys on the team.
Chip was talking about the six-catch, 162-yard game you had against them when you were a freshman. What do you remember about that game? What stands out?
As a freshman, that was the biggest test I faced. And I just wanted to take advantage of opportunity. I think they did a great job schematically to cover the other two guys. And, you know, opportunity showed where I needed to make plays. I'm very excited. I talked to one of his lead recruiters that he had. He sent down to Tampa to come see me, Scott Frost, and I told him, I've got to know Coach Kelly a little bit better, and I wish I had the same relationship I had with him, you know, now as I did in high school, because I think it would have made things a little harder.
When you played that game against Oregon as a freshman, what were your thoughts watching their offense and the fast pace of it?
They did an amazing job, you know. Huff was on the team, and he made a lot of plays. You know, DeAnthony Thomas made plays. And Coach just did a great job of getting the guys ball in space. And Marcus did an amazing job. All those guys, you know, kind of, you know, they made the plays needed for them to make because Coach put them in good positions.
And as you brought up that game to you recently, like when you guys were talking about?
Not too deeply. I mean, we just talked about the game.
Nelson, yesterday, Coach said that you have a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset. That's a pretty high-level book. Has he given you that book? Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I have not heard of the book.
You should ask him for it.
I will.
When you look at the guys, you mentioned Josh Huff, who's second-year guy, Jordan Matthews also, who I saw tweeted out to you. You guys are all young. You're all kind of starting out in the NFL. How exciting is it to be kind of a part of a wide receiver? And you add Zach Ertz to that as a young guy. To be part of such a young group that's going to kind of have a chance to grow together?
A lot of excitement. Those guys are truly special people, just like players. You know, for them to think enough of me to reach out to me, and very genuine of them, and they both made it very clear, and that's Josh and Matthews, they made it very clear that, you know, they want me to come in and work with them and just get after it. And I think I'm in a blessed position to have those two guys with that type of mindset. You know, now you know you're in a comfortable position because this is the type of person you are, and you're dealing with people with similar, you know, wants.
Do you know those guys at all?
You were team captain last year. Why do you think your teammates have voted you to that, and yeah. Why do you think that was?
I think I was chosen to be a team captain because of a everyday mindset to progress. I mean, those guys felt like, you know, every day I tried to hold myself to a high standard, and I was holding them to the same thing. And I appreciate what they did. Putting me in that position, and like I said, for somebody to think enough for you to do that is truly special.
Well, Chip and your college coaches have remarked about your work ethic, Nelson, and your desire to constantly keep getting better. Where does that come from? I mean, is that a lot from your parents, from your coaches?
My high school football coach. He's a very special guy. And he kind of just taught me, you know, the concept of, you know, progression. You know, he talked about, you know, maintaining is almost a form of regression. And, you know, as long as you try to get better every day, you'll be fine.
So now that you're playing football full-time for the first time, what kind of growth can you expect more growth than you had as in college?
Yeah, you can, because now you get to grow, you know, constantly, mentally, physically. There's more time for you to take care of your body. So, and just train yourself. You know, you push to higher limits now because there's also a bigger window of recovery.
Were you able to talk to your high school coach since you were drafted?
Yeah, he was there next to me when it happened.
Nelson, can you tell us about the last few hours? Have you met with any of the quarterbacks? Have you seen any of your new teammates?
Well, I got a chance to talk with Barkley for a little bit, face-to-face. Got a text from Mark and Sam. Those are definitely great people. I mean, I knew Barkley since freshman year at USC, and I think those other two guys are truly special people also.
Based on what you've seen on film and what you've observed, what's different about playing wide receiver in this scheme compared to the other ones you've played in?
Well, as you guys probably know, most teams in the Pac-12 try their best to emulate what coach does. So at USC, we did a similar deal where we try to get the guys ball in space, you know, perimeter screens in terms of the run game, and, you know, kind of also made it comfortable for players, you know, to just run routes off of coverage. And I think coach does a great job of that. And I think that, you know, what I did in my last year, which is also a blessing that I had Coach Sarkisian there, because before we were very traditional pro style, and when Coach Sarkisian came, he made things easier for me to transition. It gives me another opportunity to affect the game. You know, three phases of football: offense, defense, and special teams. You know, if I have an opportunity to affect, you know, special teams outcome, then it's always going to be good.
Nelson, what brought your family to Tampa?
I don't really know. We got to America, you know, through a visa. My mom won a visa in Nigeria, and we moved out to New York at first. Was the first place we were. And I actually think she had a brother that we stayed with when I was younger in Tampa. And we've just been there ever since.
You moved at 6 years old?
Five.
What stood out about that, about moving at that age to a different country, different culture?
Growth. I mean, if I could look back at a five-year-old Nelson, I would probably be confused that, you know, he doesn't really have a clear view. He really doesn't know what he's going to do. But now, you know, I have a path, and I want to continue to follow it.
When you mentioned when did you first learn football, American football?
It was actually kind of, it broke the culture barrier. You know, a lot of kids in the neighborhood when I was younger, you know, they played street football, and my brothers and sisters always wanted to, like, get outside and play. And these kids were playing the game, and I felt like, you know, if we get out there and we, you know, kind of learn, they'll accept us a little bit better, and which they did.
Did your dad ever push you to soccer?
No.
Never.
My dad, his athletic days was long gone.
You mentioned the importance of people and relationships. Do you find that the sport itself kind of lends itself to building that more than anything else?
Competition and definitely athletics, I think, always develops individuals, but football develops individuals to be better people, because you get a feel for the people you work with, and you have to, whether you like them or not, you kind of, every day you're thinking about the other person's thought process, you're thinking about the other person's physical traits, deals like that. You're worried, you're not worried, but you're more, you know, aware of your peers.
Nelson, I met last year, you went over and visited a Bucs practice once. Was there any, like, specific purpose, things you wanted to see about the NFL game or anything, or was it just a...
Yeah. I wanted to see the type of focus some professionals play with. And, you know, those guys did a good job, and I just wanted to see consistency in how they practice and just get a feel for that.
Chip had mentioned that you had an extra long film session when you were here during your pre-draft visit. You're asking a lot of questions. Can you just take us inside of that and why that was important to you to ask the questions and get the knowledge?
It comes down to progression. I mean, whether I would end up with the Eagles or somebody else, everybody I got a chance to interview with and sit down with, I wanted to pick their brain and to grow as a player and make the transition to the National Football League a little bit easier.
How many teams did you interview with?
I visited three teams. I worked out for three teams.
Thanks, Nelson.
Thank you guys.